Hey, Maya. Sorry, put it out. So, what do you do?
I work with computers, math.
Math? What kind of math?
Number theory. Research. What?
No way, I work with numbers myself. I mean, not traditional. I work with the Torah. Amazing! You know, Hebrew's all math. It's all numbers. You know that? Yeah, look. The ancient Jews used Hebrew as their numerical system, eh? Each letter's a number. Like the Hebrew A, Aleph, it's one. B, Bet, it's two. You understand? But look at this. The numbers are interrelated. Like, take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. One, two, equals three. All right? Hebrew word for mother, aim, Aleph, Mem, 1, 40, equals 41. Sum of 3 and 41, 44. Right? Now, Hebrew word for child, right? Mother, father, child, Yelad. That's 10, 30, and 4. 44. Torah is just a long string of numbers. Some say that it's a code sent to us from God.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's just good stuff. Check this out, okay? The word for the Garden of Eden, Kedem. Numerical translation, 144. Now the value of tree of knowledge, all right, in the garden, right? Eitz HaChayim, 233. 144, 233. Now you can take those numbers. So,
you know, like the Fibonacci sequence.
Fibonacci
is an Italian mathematician in the 13th century. If you divide 144 into 233, the result approaches theta.
Theta?
Theta. Greek symbol. Golden ratio. Golden spiral.
Wow. I never saw that before. That's like that series you find in nature? Like the face of a sunflower?
Where are the spirals?
You see, there's math everywhere.